Kira, while I appreciate you're anxious about Lord Rhaenyra's arrival, watching the sun will not make dusk fall any faster.
Yes, I am well aware of that, Dalton. Thank you very much. It's just... whose idea was this again?
Ancient tradition, I believe.
Well, they clearly never had to deal with an arsehole like Rhaenyra Blackstone. Gods, he never took me seriously when Mother was alive. Why should things be different now?
Because now you are the queen.
Not the kind of queen Mother was. She had only to look at a scumbag like Rhaenyra, and he'd shrink back to that spit of land he calls an island.
Mother had 34 years of practice. Any first meeting with Rhaenyra as his new lady and ruler is enough to make anyone feel daunted.
I can't imagine Mother feeling daunted by anything. Do you know he once said to Lady Atherley, to her face, that she had more going on for her between her thighs than between her ears?
Surely not.
Mother should have had him gelded right then.
That may have put a dampener on the peace treaty she wished to forge.
A treaty I now have to finalise while insisting he swear fealty to me. You're to blame for this, you know.
I'm sure you're correct, but how?
You were too sluggish in being born. 5 minutes earlier and you'd be dealing with this.
Not my fault you barged through first. Too eager as always. Besides, Mother had the choice of naming either one of us as her heir. She chose you.
And now I'm being punished for it. I hate Rhaenyra, Dalton. Even when Mother was alive, he always used to look at me like I was something he wanted to...
Fuck?
I was going to say eat, but either works.
Well, if I were you, I'd pull on your big girl breeches and plaster a smile on that pretty face of yours. Whatever his perversions may have been, he swore allegiance to you as the heir apparent. Be polite, charming, and if he mentions your cunt, shove your scepter up his... Good luck. This I was not expecting.
It's her.
I don't know if this makes it better or worse. Would you have rather dealt with the grubby old warlord who wanted to get his hands up your skirts, or his daughter who...
Hates me. A difficult choice.
Your Majesty, presenting Queen Asha Blackstone of Cobalt Island.
I guess that means...
Rhaenyra is dead.
Long live the Queen.
Shut up, Dalton. She's not the Queen of anything. Cobalt is part of my kingdom.
Hello, Princess.
It's Your Majesty to you, Lady Asha.
And it's Queen Asha to you.
Oh, this is going to be spectacular.
Well, I'm glad you're amused.
Shall we adjourn to the council chamber? There are things that should be said without the ears of the entire court present. Now, I'm sure we can all be civil.
You cannot talk to me like that!
Or we can shout.
Can't I? You seem perfectly happy to talk to me that way.
I am the Queen.
So am I.
Oh, please. Queen of what? Of that tiny rock and all its pebbles. What a magnificent kingdom you have, Your Majesty.
So, about the peace treaty.
Yes. I'm sure my people would much rather have a queen who speaks of their homeland with such contempt.
A kingdom cannot have two queens, Asha.
And an island cannot be ruled by some pampered coxcomb whose feet have never even touched sand.
Would you have me squat in the shale like a crab?
I've met crabs with more personality than you.
At least I don't have the grace of one.
All right. Shall we all just take a deep breath and start over?
Dalton, you cannot possibly expect me to broker a peace treaty with her.
Yes, I do. And so did our mother.
Wise words from the royal peacock.
Careful, Your Majesty. You're a long way from your island, and whether you like it or not, my sister is the queen your father swore an oath to serve. If you intend to break said oath, you and your people will suffer the consequences. Are we clear?
Well, shit. Didn't think you had the grit, Your Highness.
A common misconception. Is that clear, Your Majesty?
Yes.
And Kira, don't be a snob.
I am not.
Excellent. Now, if I may be excused, I'm going to assure the courtiers that the two of you are enjoying a much-needed girly catch-up and are not to be disturbed, Your Majesties.
So, your father, is he...
Yes, a fortnight since.
I am sorry for your loss.
As am I, for yours.
Thank you. Your father was a good man.
Please. He was a randy old goat who would have stuck his hand down your bodice as soon as swear fealty. But he admired your mother as much as he wanted to fuck her. And you. And possibly your brother.
Asha. Asha, you cannot just call yourself queen and expect it to mean something.
Do you know the last time any Aetherian royal visited Cobalt?
Mother sent envoys...
Who refused to even cross the channel. We were being beset by pirates from the Southlands. Yet those soft-handed fops said if my father didn't sail out to meet them on the mainland, we would receive no help from the crown. Though I'm guessing they neglected to inform Her Majesty of that. Or if they did, she saw no reason to question it.
I don't know.
Princess.
Don't call me that.
Fine. Kira, Your Majesty, whatever. I'm not asking for much. Your mother wanted an alliance with my father because we have the best trained fighters north of the Cross Keys. All I want is the power to govern my own people.
If I allow one tiny island to declare themselves a separate monarchy, who knows how many others will follow?
I don't think so. The rest are far too comfortable under your thumb. We are the only faction of Aetheria that is completely self-sufficient. We don't depend on the kingdom for anything.
You know, it's not just up to me. The council must agree in a vote.
Two of whose members are you and Dalton. Between the two of you, you could persuade at least one other. Please, Kira.
I'll talk to Dalton.
Fine. Thank you. Is he your advisor now?
Unofficially.
The voice in your ear that tells you not to be such a supercilious wench.
A supercilious wench who could have your head on a spit at the centre of my mother's rose garden.
Most people go for a fountain, but why not buck tradition? I still have fond memories of that rose garden.
Don't.
What? Don't have memories? Or don't talk about them?
Both. Neither. Just... It doesn't matter.
You remember it too, Princess.
No, I don't. And do not call me Princess.
Why? Bad memories? Or fond ones?
I'm not a princess anymore.
Or maybe even pleasurable ones.
No.
You never minded me calling you that before. I'd even say you liked it.
No.
You always were good at denying yourself. So afraid of what other people might think. But I suppose you couldn't bear the thought of sullying your bejeweled reputation with some low-born salt from a tiny rock.
That's not...
You must remember how it felt to finally let those walls come crumbling down. To shake off that damned mask and give in to what you wanted. What felt good. Even just one time.
We can't all give in to our base instincts at any given opportunity. Some of us have restraint.
Oh, is that what this is? You exercising restraint? And there was me thinking you just didn't like me.
I don't.
Is that why your eyes haven't left my face since I arrived?
Just wondering when you last washed it.
After I buried it between the legs of a pretty barmaid at Grayson's Port 2 nights ago.
You're disgusting.
And you're jealous. You think I can't feel it, Princess. Every single atom of that perfect body reaching out to me. Calling to me. You remember it all, don't you? You pretend you've forgotten that it was just a stupid youthful mistake. But it's always been there, just waiting for me to return and set it all free.
I didn't summon you, Asha. I was expecting your father. It's been 8 years. Don't you think I would have asked for you if I wanted you here?
Maybe. But isn't that what you're so proud of? Your restraint. Just look at you. Still insisting you don't want me when you can't even bring yourself to pull away. I barely even have to move your chin to meet your gaze. You couldn't look away if you tried.
You damn conceited...
Just stating the facts, Kira. You haven't stopped thinking about that day since the moment I stepped in. You remember how it felt? How I felt? I certainly do. Your soft skin beneath my touch. Your lips parting to meet my kiss. Your sweet, wet cunt.
Get off me!
Princess.
No! That was a long time ago, Asha. A lifetime ago. The servants will show you to your chambers, and the council meets at 7 o'clock tomorrow. Come to the council chamber at 8. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll bid you good night.
That went surprisingly well, I thought.
I'm just debating which is more irritating. The fury I would have faced had Asha not got her way, or the smugness that I'm going to when I tell her she has.
And that's if she agrees to the terms the council have specified.
Well, she's going to have to. Enter.
Your Majesty. Your Highness.
On best behaviour, I see. I was somewhat surprised you didn't just turn up at the meeting.
I trusted our noble queen to present my cause to the best of her ability.
Sit down. So, on the subject of the independence of Cobalt Island, the council has ruled in your favour. Unhand me!
Apologies, Princess. Thank you.
If you will let me finish, the council has ruled in your favour under certain conditions.
I expected there might be.
First, you will not title yourself Your Majesty. While you will rule Cobalt Island as an independent kingdom, the title of Your Majesty remains mine. You may style yourself as Asha, the Lady of Cobalt Island. Any daughters you may have shall also be addressed as such, while any sons can title themselves Lord of Cobalt Island.
Kids, huh? I'll let you know when I mould some out of clay.
Second, you will send monthly reports to Lord Everard, detailing how the island is faring under your rule.
Because you had so much interest in it before.
And third, if Etheria is ever under invasion or attack, you will send armed forces to aid in our defence. And we will respond in kind if you are likewise attacked.
No offence, but I think we can handle ourselves in that regard.
Do you accept these conditions, Lady Asha?
I do. Although...
What?
Can I at least call myself Your Majesty to my washroom mirror?
Asha, you are not taking this seriously.
Of course I am, Your Majesty. And I thank you for your consideration and your support. You too, Your Highness.
A pleasure, my lady.
Lord Everard will draft up the appropriate paperwork that will state here and forevermore the independency of Cobalt Island, under your rule and the rule of your descendants. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm late for my morning ride.
As you wish, Princess.
Do not... Ugh!
Here and forevermore. I might adopt that as my house words.
You know, I've seen my sister aggravated by a good many things, but nothing and nobody seems to send her off in a flounce quite as effectively as you, Lady Asha.
It's a gift.
You don't seem as put out by the lack of royal title as I thought you'd be.
Oh, I never expected to be allowed that. It was just so satisfying to see the look on her face when she heard it.
She's never told me exactly why you don't like her.
Hmm? Why I don't like her?
Yes. She's always stood by the idea that you hate her, but never said why.
Hate her? Is that what she thinks?
Have you given her reason to think otherwise?
I thought I had. Would you excuse me, Your Highness?
By all means, my lady.
Kira.
Oh, what do you want?
All right, Princess Charming. We need to talk.
About what? You got what you came here for. Tomorrow we'll sign the agreements and you can leave.
That's what you want?
Why wouldn't it be? Lawrence, please take Silver round to the yard. I'll be there presently.
Why did you tell your brother I hate you?
Is that a trick question?
No, it's fucking not. Kira, look at me.
No, let me go.
I'm not leaving until you give me an answer. Why did you tell him I hate you? You hate me, is that it?
Why wouldn't I? You left me.
Because you asked me to. Gods, my arms were still warm from you and you just banished me back to Cobalt.
Your father's business with my mother was done.
So I was just a way to pass the time? Were you so bored that your only entertainment was to open your legs for me?
No.
Then what?
What would you have had me do? Beg you to stay? A queen doesn't beg.
A princess certainly did. You begged me for everything. And then once you were done, you threw me out like soiled linen.
It wasn't like that. I...
Oh? What was it like then?
It was complicated. You wouldn't understand.
Wouldn't I? Too difficult for my tiny rock brain.
God, why can't you just let it be?
Because I can't. Because you're infuriating and spoiled and beautiful and nobody has ever made me feel the way you do. Oh, God's princess.
Shut up. Just shut up.
Oh, God's princess. Oh, fuck, I need you. Part your legs for me. No, wider. Already so sensitive. Just my thigh pressing against your cunt is enough to make you whimper.
Please.
Please what?
Don't make me say it.
Fine. Since you're clearly so desperate, I'll have mercy.
What are you...
Hold up your skirts.
Right here?
Yes, right here. Because if I don't have you now, I'm going to lose my fucking mind. God, your skin is so soft here. Right inside your thigh. Do you want me to go higher, princess? You haven't changed at all here, my sweet. Still so pretty and perfect.
Don't just admire it.
So demanding. But as Your Majesty wishes.
Oh, God's ash.
Do you remember this, princess? How my tongue feels on your clit. My fingers toying with your sweet cock.
Please, more.
Do you want something inside you, love? Use your words.
Asha, please. Your fingers.
Good enough. Just two for now.
Oh, God.
Can you feel them against that sweet spot inside?
Yes, yes.
Good girl.
Oh, please don't stop. God, your tongue.
That's it. Are you close already, my sweet? I can feel you starting to clench around my fingers. You've been building up to this since the moment I got here. Oh, fuck, you've no idea how much I've thought about this. How much I'd wanted to taste you again.
Fuck, Ash, please, I want to.
I know. Fuck, I know. But not here.
What the fuck, Asher?
Trust me, it pains me too. But I'm not going to make you come for the first time in 8 years against the wall of a stable.
Oh, I cannot believe you.
Tonight, okay? If you still want this by tonight, come to my room.
You cannot just summon me like that. I'm the fucking queen.
Well, I like this side of you.
You won't when I spear the hayfork through your head.
Besides, I think we've kept poor Lawrence waiting long enough. Though, by the noises you were making, he may have guessed the nature of your delay.
I hate you.
Then we're right back to where we started, aren't we? No harm, no foul.
No, this time I actually hate you.
You're so beautiful when you're angry.
That's not...
I'll be waiting for you, all right? If you choose not to, then I'll have my answer. And we'll be done.
Done? But...
Enjoy your ride, Your Majesty.
Good afternoon, sister. I was starting to... My gods. Did you ride through the river on your way back?
Oh, just shut up and pour me some wine, please.
Yes, ma'am. So, care to elaborate?
Not really. You probably know most of it by now anyway.
Do I?
Please, Dalton. Whatever the servants know inevitably makes its way back to you.
Lawrence did mention something about...
Of course he did. Can't he ever keep his mouth shut?
Well, he did feel that our good queen and sovereign being eaten alive was something I should be aware of.
Oh, Dalton.
Hey, it's all right. Do you think you're the only monarch to ever fuck one of her subjects?
Of course not. It's just... I just don't know what to do.
Well, I'd say the answer's obvious.
Of course you would. What, I should just follow my heart? Throw in everything Mother worked so hard to achieve, basically ending the royal line of our family, because I'm too selfish not to do what so many other women in my place have. Just find a husband, have children, and forget about the one person that makes me feel fucking alive.
Kira.
I'm supposed to lead this country, Dalton. People look up to me as this paragon of strength and virtue like Mother was. How can I possibly do that when I'd throw it all into the ocean just to let her touch me?
Kira, you could stop catastrophizing for one moment and let me speak. You saw Mother as this infallible being, but she wasn't. Don't you think she would have understood? She knew that duty and desire can't always be on the opposite sides of the board. Also, you're dense as an oak table if you think she never saw how you and Asher looked at each other when you were 18. Hell, half the court saw. I think people were more surprised that she left.
Then why didn't she ever say anything?
You know that wasn't her way. She wanted you to learn things for yourself. Which I can't say I entirely agree with in this case, but she presumed you knew what you wanted.
I'm not so sure I do even now.
Bullshit, Kira. You know exactly what you want. You've just convinced yourself that you can't have it. And as for the royal line dying with you, if you've no objection to passing the crown to a niece or nephew instead of a son or daughter, it's a non-issue. Or neither of us have kids and it goes to the next poor fool chosen to wear it. We'll be dead and happy, so fuck it.
You would marry and have kids.
If it meant I didn't have to see you with that face pining away every day, yes. Besides, The chances of me being happy with a woman are just as likely as with a man.
How noble of you.
And never let it be said I'm not a selfless brother. Come on, Your Majesty. Dry your eyes, take a bath, and let the woman you've loved since you were 18 fuck your brains out.
Princess?
What are you doing here? I thought you said...
I got impatient.
What happened to... I'll have my answer.
You didn't honestly think I'd be satisfied with that, did you?
I'm starting to wonder if you'd be satisfied with anything.
I can think of a couple of things. This is a good start.
Ash, I...
Shh, not here. Come on, your room's closer.
Ash, wait, I need to say this.
Can you say it while I'm undressing you?
Please, look at me. I'm sorry. The last time we... That day, all those years ago, after we met in the garden...
Matt, you're so precious.
Shut up. Fine. After we made love in the garden, my mother called me to her room with Dalton and announced she was making me her heir apparent. And honestly, I wasn't expecting it.
Really? You think Dalton would be a better ruler?
Honestly, yes. Yes, he can be something of a...
Slut.
But you saw when he stood up against you. He has the right mind for it, but nobody gives him the opportunity to prove it. And Mother knew that, and yet she chose me.
Maybe she thought you'd look prettier in a crown.
So, in my head, I was still reliving everything we'd just done, thinking when I was going to tell Mother... When she put her hands on my face and said, I'm trusting you to carry on my legacy.
Right.
Well, if I stayed with you, that wasn't going to happen. It was all she'd asked of me.
Aside from running an entire kingdom.
And I was going to let her down. In the first moment. And all the council members were there, and they all started talking about prospective marriages, and I just panicked.
Well, that's sinister. Four old guys and your ma thinking about the quickest way to squeeze a baby out of you.
And then I saw you. And I was suddenly so scared and angry at the whole thing and that I...
Screamed at me to leave you alone. Yeah, I remember.
Ash, I'm so sorry.
Princess, I've never known anybody take so much on their shoulders without bothering to ascertain what they're actually being asked for.
What do you mean?
Did it not occur to you that maybe your mother was talking about simply carrying on the legacy of her reign? To basically not fuck up the kingdom?
I...
You're a lovely, overly dramatic idiot, Princess. I knew something had happened, I just didn't think it would take you 8 years to tell me.
You didn't exactly make an effort to find out.
I was pissed, okay? I'd just given you what I considered the best orgasm of my career, and then you told me to fuck off back to Cobalt, where I belonged, I believe were your words.
For 8 years, Ash.
Hey, when I do something, I do it well.
Yes, I know.
Come here. I fucking need you, Princess. And this time... I'm going to have you screaming my name.
Ash?
Mm-hmm.
Stop fucking calling me Princess.
God, I've missed your breasts. Oh, so fucking perfect. Do you like that, Your Majesty? having your nipples kissed by your loyal subject.
You're hardly a peasant, Ash.
I could be the king himself and you'd be too good for me.
I had no idea you could be so humble.
Don't get used to it. Your knees are shaking, love. Here.
Oh!
You always did like being carried. I think it's time we took this to bed, don't you? Mm-hmm. Baby, as much as I love your legs wrapped around me, I need access. Now, let's get you back to where you were. Fuck, you're so wet. My fingers just slid straight in. Do you think you could take a third this time, love?
Yes.
That's my good girl.
Fuck, Ash. Yes, right there.
You sound so sweet when you curse. Do you want more, baby? Do you want me to taste you again? Tell me what you want.
I want your tongue.
As you wish, Your Majesty.
Oh my God. Yes. Yes. Fuck. Oh my God. Ash. Fuck. Oh my God. Oh fuck, I've missed you. Ash, you've no idea how many times I've thought about this. You're incredible.
My perfect girl. You're going to come for me like this, princess. You're going to come all over my fingers.
Oh my God. Ash, I'm close.
Already? My, what an eager girl you are.
Oh my God. Wait.
Are you... You're kidding, right?
No, I just want to... I need to say it.
Say what?
Ash, I'm in love with you. I need you to know that.
You've had my heart since the Rose Garden.
Ashkin, I want to touch you. I want you to come with me.
You remember how I like it?
Let's see, shall we?
Oh, fuck, princess.
Are your breasts still as sensitive as they were in the Rose Garden, Ash?
Why don't you find out? Gods. Oh, baby, yeah. Oh, fuck, your tongue feels so good.
Your nipples are so hard already.
What do you expect with the mouth of a literal goddess on them?
Blasphemy will get you everywhere.
If the gods have any sense, they'll just enjoy the show.
Ash, I'm going to.
Fuck me too. Oh, come with me, baby. I want to hear your sweet voice screaming my name.
Ash. Oh, fuck, Ash, please make me come.
Oh, come on, baby girl, come for me. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me. Come yes. with me. Yes. Fuck. 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 Oh. love you.
I love you too.
Worth the wait?
Yes, but if you make me wait that long again, I'm having you executed.
Forgive me, Your Majesty.
I'm calling an emergency council meeting tomorrow.
Oh?
Yes. I'm going to propose a joint monarchy between myself and Dalton.
Really?
Yes, I can't do this alone.
You're not alone, Kira.
No, I know, but I truly think this is what would be best for the kingdom. We pick up each other's slack, fill in for each other's shortfalls.
If that's what you want.
And I'm coming back to Cobalt with you.
What?
Not forever, just... You were right. It's time an Aetherian monarch actually set foot in there. Besides, I'm sure Lord Everard will want to compose some kind of ceremonial speech for me to spout about you declaring independence from the crown.
That man does love a speech. Well, it's not exactly a holiday destination, but I want you to see it.
And I will. I want to see your home. I want to understand just why you love it so much.
You'll probably hate it.
Probably. But if you love it as much as you do, it has to have some merit.
I'd burn the whole island to the ground if it meant I could stay in bed with you for the rest of my life.
You don't mean that.
No, I don't. But I'd throw a few stones into the sea. My princess. Now, lie back. Let's see if we can't give the servants a few more sordid details to tell that brother of yours.